This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Arm's Length Reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. Time for KER Politics. We are starting a brand new method, I would have to say, a brand new subject matter in KER Politics. I did a daily editorial yesterday, Friday, on this. You're getting this segment, obviously, on Saturday. So I hope you listen to Friday's editorial. What we are trying to do, we realize right now that the gold sector has got some challenges right now. There are elements of that sector that are doing very well, but all in all, there are some challenges. We are taking a different tack right now, and that is we're rounding up executives who we know have a host of experience in the industry, not necessarily going to talk strictly about their companies, going to talk about some of the challenges and some of the opportunities that they have. We've got a mutual old friend of ours, a fellow golfer, although I don't know if Greg is playing golf anymore right now, but a really decent individual. I have put up information on Craig, and you can take a look at that. It'll be up on Saturday. What we're going to discuss right now is the current administration, the Trump administration, and the effect that it is having on the mining industry. Craig, when you and I were talking earlier in the week, your comment was that the regulations within the mining sector as they pertain to the exploration companies have become much more efficient, and the time frames to do something are not nearly as onerous as they were prior to the current administration. Can you elaborate?
Sure, Al. Specifically what I was talking about, after Mr. Trump was elected, he issued an executive order, as many of your listeners are going to know, in connection with the streamlining of all processes for permitting activities in the United States, with an effort to decrease the regulatory burdens around mine permitting and exploration permitting activities. And this has had some really positive impacts for companies such as ourselves, who are, in our case, we're permitting a project in the state of Idaho. And the specific example that you and I talked about was how the last time we permitted out at the Kilgore project in Idaho, it took about 20 months to get an exploration permit in place. Subsequent to Mr. Trump issuing his executive order in 2017, we applied for a renewed or an updated exploration permit, and that was permitted by the U.S. Forest Service in 10 months. So a significantly shorter period of time for what was a much broader exploration permit. It's quite interesting. I know Mr. Trump is a lightning rod for discussion, and they're either on one side of it or not. But as a guy running an exploration company in the United States, Mr. Trump has had a really positive effect on us, and a dramatic effect, and it's going to be impact not just companies like Otis, but all of our peers throughout the United States, and it's going to be a good thing for mining, and it's going to be a good thing for the economy.
So, Craig, I've chatted to a couple other companies that are exploring in Idaho, and we have talked about how progress has been made in terms of the way that permits are being issued and companies can deal with government. What are some of the insights that you can give us, not just on the federal level, but also on the state level, too, some of the progress that's been made just for Idaho?
Well, for Idaho specifically, what you've got is that it's a Republican government. It was most recently led by a guy named Butch Otter, and Butch retired after three terms, and he was replaced. The guy in the last, the new governor of Idaho is a guy by the name of Brad Little, and these guys have a very open door in terms of business. They're very, very pro-business, very pro-economic development, big believers in mining, and it's had a really positive impact on Idaho itself. Idaho's the fastest growing state in the United States. Between 2016 and 2017, it grew by 2.2%, which is the fastest growing state in the nation. And, you know, one of the main reasons for that is that state is very, very pro-business. They're not just supporting mining activities, but they've done a lot of work to grow the manufacturing base, the industrial base, high tech. Education is huge in the state. There's all sorts of things going on, and a bunch of that is from programs that have been developed to induce people to come into the state, and it's turning what I don't want to ever use the term a have-not state, but it's turning a state that's been a slower from an economic perspective into one that's much stronger. The rate of unemployment has gone down to about 2.8%, I think, in Idaho. So it's well below the national, well, it's at or below the national average, whereas it used to be higher. So the at the state level, it's an open door policy. It's a roll up your sleeves kind of approach to business. And these guys are supportive of folks like us who are looking to come in and spend money in the state.
You know, I wanted to carry some of this, Craig, if you don't mind, over into the next quick segment that we have that we're going to be starting here in about 4 minutes. But in the United States right now, it's all really about employment. It's all really about jobs. And so far, I mean, the numbers came out on Friday, yesterday, before the show aired. The numbers for employment in terms of total amount of people employed in the country has increased substantially. And, you know, I don't want to give all the credit to Donald Trump. I want to say the American people are doing, really, in my opinion, what they know they have to do. The middle class is beginning to increase in size, and that probably is a good thing. I know the opinion of Trump, you know, you either love the guy or you hate the guy, but I have to say the numbers right now are looking pretty good. Before we take a real quick break, tell us, we have 2 minutes, tell the listeners about Otis Gold real quick, just the highlights, minute and a half.
Sure. Listed on the TSX Venture Exchange, trading symbol is 000000. We're developing the Kilgore Gold Project, which is about 1 million ounces. It's an open pit heap leach gold operation in the state of Idaho. We've got a extremely strong management team. We've got a board of directors made up of very seasoned mining and finance professionals. One of the critical things about Otis is that one of Canada's largest gold mining companies, Agnico Eagle Mines Limited, owns 10% of the company. We're working on a preliminary economic assessment for the Kilgore project, which will be out in 2019, and we've also just received an updated permit for our Kilgore project, 140 drill sites, allowing us to drill on the entire footprint, a 12,000-acre footprint out of Kilgore, which is going to allow us to really potentially increase the gold resources out there. So it's an exciting time. It's a challenging market for junior gold companies. There's not as much interest in this space as there was in the past, but these things are trading at pennies on the dollar relative to historic norms, and that's what creates an opportunity for investors, particularly if you believe that we're in a rising gold environment.
We're going to be talking about that in the next segment. Got to take a real quick break here, Craig. But in the next segment, we're going to talk about where is the demand for gold and silver actually coming from right now. You're going to hear it for somebody who is, as you're going to see, a pretty sophisticated individual in this particular investment space. Great to have Corey with me in this segment, by the way. Be right back. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome back. Segment number two with Craig Lindsay. That was some very interesting topics that he brought up about what President Trump and the new administration has done for the mining industry. But, you know, you can do whatever you want for the mining industry, specifically gold and silver. But if there's no reason for people to buy gold other than in jewelry or coins or what have you, it's not going to do much for the price of the stock. I feel that there are some reasons, though, for people to consider looking at gold as a commodity for investment. Number one is the supply and demand equation. Craig, talk about that, would you?
Well, Al, when you look at gold demand, I think you nailed a couple of those things. The biggest demand by far for gold is jewelry. That market is about 2,200 tons per year. The number two market for it is investment purposes. People who are buying it just for security purposes, 1.1 million tons. Central bank buying is at about 650 tons. And technology or manufacturing applications are only at 334 tons. So it's jewelry and it's investment of it. Two big drivers of demand. Production is pretty interesting. From that perspective, Al, we've hit peak production in 2018 at about 3,500 tons of gold, and gold is expected to decrease in production through 2025 down to under 3,000 tons per year. So that alone is going to cause some price appreciation, and it's pretty interesting. There's a bunch of different drivers of price in the gold sector, and the two main ones really are economic expansion and wealth creation, and we're seeing a bunch of that globally, so that's going to be a positive driver for pricing. And the second thing is the whole concept of market risk and uncertainty in general. Those two topics are really the big drivers in where price is going. And when you layer those two things, and market risk is definitely, people are worried about the markets being toppy. They're worried about high amounts of high debt levels, both at the government levels, right down to the personal levels. That's creating a lot of challenges. There's a lot of political uncertainty out there. So those couple of things are going to impact price, particularly when you look at what's happening in production and the fact that we've hit peak gold production and prices are coming off.
You know, it's interesting, Craig, but I find this to be interesting anyway, and that is I don't care so much. I mean, I have pretty substantial investments in precious metals, and I have to say I'm not really concerned. I bought at a good time, and I'm not really concerned about mega, mega, mega appreciation, but I'm concerned about the demand at least staying where it is. And with the numbers that you gave me, it sounds to me like that's probably not something I should worry about. Can you elaborate on that?
No, absolutely. It's been really, really interesting, the fact that we've had very stable gold prices over the past couple of years when production has been increasing. And typically when you see production increase, increases through the last 10 years through 2018, you're going to see a fall off in the price of gold. But over the past couple of years, gold has really been range bound, 2016, 2017, 2018, between kind of $1,200 and $1,350. And that's also been interesting given the strength of the U.S. dollar, which also is a big driver on gold prices. So in terms of gold demand, you're not seeing a fall off in demand, and that's a positive thing when you're looking at gold prices going forward.
Well, let me go on kind of in a different direction here. And listeners are going to hear about this in the final segment of our political show today. Going to hear from a gentleman by the name of Gary Gallas. Gary is a tenured professor of economics, at Pepperdine University. He is very, very pessimistic about the future of the United States when it comes to economic stability. And I don't want to necessarily steal any of the thunder from that segment, but the one thing that Gary brings up that I think is very, very interesting is, you know, when you look at number one, we have a $21 trillion deficit in the U.S. If the new Green Deal goes through, that'll take the deficit from $21 trillion to about $61 trillion. And that doesn't even include the unfunded liabilities, which will take the deficit of about $200 trillion. Now, eventually the piper is going to be, you know, playing those bagpipes up everybody's driveway. And the fact of the matter is, when you have a future like that out there, it's pretty scary, at least it really is to me. You're either looking at, you could be looking at total collapse in the U.S. Now, I have never been a gloom and doom type individual, but boy, those numbers, quite frankly, really scare me. $200 trillion in unfunded liabilities, Craig, that's a mind-boggling number.
And I'm not disputing those numbers. When you look at that, those kind of numbers, and when they come home to roost, it's going to have an incredible impact on the price of gold, particularly when you look at gold producers out there globally. What we're seeing, the amount of money that gold producers have been investing in capital spending from 2014 to 2017, there's been a reduction on 47% in capital spending on mine expansion. Specifically, in 2012, producers, I think, invested about $15 billion in mine expansion. In 2017, it was only $5 billion. Spending from by mining companies on exploration went from 2012, $9.7 billion, down to 2017. They only invested $4 billion on exploration. And of that $4 billion, only 20% of it was invested in greenfield exploration. That's why you're going to see a contraction in global gold production through 2025. And when you layer on the kind of story that you just painted with respect to credit issues in the U.S. and elsewhere, that creates kind of a perfect storm for a rise in gold price. And I think we're really on to a potentially, when you layer all those factors in, into a new expansion in the gold price environment.
Well, I got to tell you, you know, I've been in this business a long time, and everybody in your position, and in my position for that matter, really is hoping for an expansion, hoping for an appreciation in the price. But you know what? I think what you really have to consider is what the environment, the characteristics of the environment. And the environment right now is, just listen to what Craig had to say, and listen again carefully to segment 8. Ladies and gentlemen, after a commercial break and a news break, we're going to be right back. Stick around.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Thank you. USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump and First Lady Melania flew to southeast Alabama to see the damage done last weekend by the deadly tornado. 23 people died in the twister. WGCL-TV's Brittany Ebney reports.
Kiora Jones is the woman who lost 10 family members in that tornado. She spent several minutes in a private meeting with the president and the first lady.
He asked me what happened and how many people that I lost. And he said, oh, I feel sorry for you. That's feel sorry. You have my sympathy. Yeah, him and his wife. Yeah, so everybody, he was hugging their necks and everything. He said it just hurt him to his heart.
A lot of the folks that I've spent time with say it really means a lot that the president came for this visit.
On Wall Street, the Dow was down 23 points, the Nasdaq down 13, and the S&P 500 down 6. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in KER Politics, the second hour of the show. Actually, this particular segment, the next, not necessarily about politics, they're about the financial aspect of politics. I have a gentleman on the line right now by the name of Professor Gary Gallas. Gary was brought to my attention by Jeff Deist down at the Mises Institute. Good guy. He was on the show, I guess it was a couple of weeks ago. Gary, great to have you with us. Thank you so much.
Well, thanks for having me, Al.
Now, we've got a couple of questions here that kind of originated from an article that the Mises Institute published on their website. We're talking about the golden rule vis-a-vis economics and government, and we're talking about your rendition of the silver rule, talking about economics and government. Explain to me, if you would, the difference.
Okay, well, first, I think everybody in America has probably heard of the golden rule in some form or other. The most common form I have heard is to do to others or unto others as you would have them do to you. That's the most common version I have heard. Now, I remember for years I've thought about that and thought I just something seems a little wrong about it. And I found that there's another rule that's also well known called the silver rule. Do not do unto others what you would not have them do to you. So it's the negative version of the golden rule. Anyway, I had for years thought that the silver rule made more sense than the golden rule. And sure. I every so often I'd think about it and work on it, but I never finished writing an article till just recently. But basically, I was doing some research into it. And what happens is there's a lot more information in various versions of the silver rule than there is in the golden rule. So, for instance, various formulations of the negative version tells you not to do some things, not to do what you would not choose for yourself, not to do what you do not want to happen to you, not to do what would anger you if done to you by others, not to do what you yourself dislike, not to do that which is hateful to you, not to do that which one regards as injurious to oneself, and not to do that which is unfavor to us. I mean, that's just a list of them. That tells us an awful lot of information about things to avoid. When you think about the golden rule, do unto others, that word do is a pretty vague word. What exactly does that mean? And in fact, something I've been thinking about since that article is about the information requirements for the silver rule versus the golden rule. Because we all know, for instance, that we all don't want to be stolen from. Right? We all know that. So I know you don't want to be stolen from. But when it comes to say you want food, well, what kind of food? How much food? For you? For who? When? Under what circumstances? You know, I don't know how to do for others nearly as well as I know how to not do things you don't want done for yourself. So I've always been attracted to the silver rule in that context. And I think the trigger for my article was basically this. We tend to think of the golden rule as somehow how higher. It's going beyond just not harming others, right? So we tend to think of that as the, you know, the stellar thing to aim for. And for individuals, that's true. If I choose to donate some of my resources for some do-gooder purpose, I don't violate the silver rule. I'm trying to do unto others, but I'm not harming anybody in the process because I'm using my resources. If you and I, as a voluntary association, says, let's use our resources to do good, right? We don't violate the silver rule either. But when government gets involved, government has no resources it does not take from its citizens.
That's right.
So when it decides to do good, it has to violate somebody else's property rights and violates the silver rule in the process. So as I put it in the article, when we're talking about governments, the silver rule takes the gold, not the gold rule.
Well, I have to agree 100%. You know, I was, before I really got into doing radio, before I really started to become a student of government, for lack of better terms, I always thought that the government was mandated, to do what was good for everybody. But, you know, in reality, and I thought that that came about by the free election system. But you know what? When you talk about the silver rule or the golden rule as it relates to the government, I would have to say that in many cases, since we are funding the government, I would have to say that I don't understand, for an example, Professor, why all taxation projects are not voted on. I mean, they certainly are at the local level, but they're certainly almost not voted on at the national level. The projects depend pretty much on who you voted for to be one of our country's leaders. And that,
well,
yeah,
and,
go ahead.
Yeah, but no, I'm sorry. No, I think part of the problem is in democracy as opposed to the democracy of the marketplace, where, for instance, I've long argued that the marketplace is a far superior democracy to political democracy. And the reason is when you vote with dollars, every vote counts, right? You're never forced to pay for what somebody else wants to do when you disagree with them, unlike this stuff. You're much better informed in markets because you have more at stake in those things. And there's just a whole litany of areas in which the democracy of the marketplace, where you vote with dollars, is much superior to the democracy of politics. So even when your guys vote in projects, there's all sorts of things that I wouldn't support. I mean, I've talked about, I'm afraid when I hear the word bipartisan, obviously for several reasons, but I said, they both lead me out. I'm a libertarian.
Yeah.
I believe in treating you like an adult, whatever your circumstances, and not stealing your stuff. Well, bipartisan means a bunch of Republicans who wanted to rip me off in certain ways got together with Democrats who wanted to rip me off in other ways and found a way to jointly rip me off between them. That doesn't reassure me that it's bipartisan.
Well, I too am a libertarian. That's one of the reasons I know Jeff Dice fairly well. But I have to say I'm very much a libertarian. I have one question about the silver rule and the complexities of the silver rule. My question, Professor, has absolutely nothing to do with your theory. It has nothing to do with fairness. It has everything to do with reality. One conclusion that I have come to over the past few years is that the American public is very easily swayed. That's one of the reasons that libertarians, 9 times out of 10, really don't get very far in our national elections. And that's because the electorate is too ignorant to understand exactly what a libertarian is. And I think if we take something like the silver rule, which makes all the sense in the world, I have to say one thing, and that is purely and simply, the average American voter, and I don't care what city you're talking about, whether you're talking about Chicago, whether you're talking about LA, whatever you're talking about, I would say the majority of the voters in either one of those two metropolises simply won't understand what you're talking about. How do you feel about that?
Well, it sounds like the frustrating story of much of my writing life. I actually started writing popular opinions in 1986.
Uh-huh.
I had a public finance class, which was economics of government.
Yep.
And I had a student ask me, well, why are we learning all this stuff? What good is it if I'm not going to graduate school? You know, so it's like this doesn't have any application unless I'm going to graduate school, I'm going to be in government. And so I said, you know, what you're learning here is applicable to almost everything you're ever going to see. So I started writing articles that are non-technical, right, that are brief, that are well organized, to show them just how powerful that was. And I sort of got hooked on it because I think I've written, since I started in 86, something over one a week that has been published.
That's a lot of articles.
But, you know, I have gotten to where I get a visceral thrill out of a well-made argument.
Sure.
So I have very odd taste at this point because of this sort of situation. But anyway, what happens is you find out how little people understand stuff. And in fact, if you would permit me, I'd like to make a pitch for one of my books. I wrote a book called Faulty Premises, Faulty Policies.
Gary, I'm happy to do that. Got to take a real quick break, though. Just be about 30 seconds. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to be right back with Professor Gary Gallus. Stick around.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hey, welcome back. Time to wrap up KER Politics. Got about 9.5 minutes here. I'm going to be talking, continuing to talk with Professor Gary Gallas. We're going to talk about a number of things. Going to finish up talking about his new book. But the first question I want to ask you, Gary, is I changed the entire subject matter of my radio program back around 1998, 1999, and I did it for two reasons. I saw that the economy was really headed for destruction. I mean, I was predicting 2008's downfall in probably 2000, 2001, and in fact, it did happen. But what really scares me right now is we have roughly a $21 trillion deficit. If the new Green Deal goes into effect, and I saw on the news, I saw on the news last night that it's getting more and more support, the deficit will go from $21 trillion to over $60 trillion. I bet you got a comment on that.
Well, it's interesting that for people who talk all this about investing in the future, the main thing government does for the future is steal from it to give to people today and not worrying about who that later generation is going to be. So while the $21 trillion debt is a scary number, it is nowhere near the real liability that the government has. The unfunded liabilities in Social Security and Medicare and so forth, when you add those in, like one of my former professors still does and leads that particular area of accounting, is found that we have an unfunded liability of over $200 trillion. So the actual problem is something like 20 times bigger than what, you know, we think of as the problem. And there aren't enough resources to pay it back.
Right.
And so, in fact, some of the more recent articles I've talked about, again, how Social Security and Medicare have simply been Ponzi schemes, because mm-hmm. every time they create it or expand the program, there's some people who get benefits for nothing or almost nothing for a couple of years. They pay taxes and then they get benefits their entire lives, right? Which means that if you're giving those people something for nothing, you have to be dumping unfunded liabilities on future generations.
Yes, you do.
And so it's even worse than is implied. Everything people say about the problems of the debt is true, but the problem is way bigger than that because it's the implicit debt that is never accurately reported anywhere in that sort of situation. But I agree.
Mm-hmm.
But the question is, you know, if people are ignorant, when are they going to finally figure out this is a scam? That's sort of the hard thing to forecast for me. I mean, it's a scam, but at some point, as long as you treat it like it's not a scam, then it keeps going for a while. But it is in bad shape for going forward in the future.
Well, I have to tell you, I made some comments last week on the show about the Green New Deal or New Green Deal or whatever the hell Ms. Cortez, Ocasio-Cortez calls it, and whatever the hell Bernie Sanders calls it. I made some comments about that, and I said that disregarding the implicit numbers, which you can't disregard, but boy, if you try to explain to the average American the difference between specific and implicit, you're not going to get anywhere, I guarantee you. But having said that, even $61 trillion, and that would be unfunded, of course, so I guess that would be in the implicit category, even that number would bring the United States to its knees.
Well, it's almost the 4 years GDP. I mean, just they throw off this, oh, well, we could have child care. You know, it's cost basically 1 year of GDP to take care of. We got it. No problem. And they're going to tax the rich. There aren't that many dollars in the rich. I saw a thing not long ago that if you took every penny from all the billionaires in America, every penny, that would fund a little over 8 months of the government.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they're lying, but what they're doing is they can't defend the reality of what's happening because as far as this Ponzi scheme goes, they haven't expanded Social Security for a while. So now we're starting to get the bill from those early generations showing up, so it's even a bad deal today for current retirees, but it's because they're starting to pay for that next generation, so what do the Democrats do? They say, well, let's expand Medicare and Social Security again. Right. Let's start a new Ponzi scheme scenario that will keep it going for a few more years by lying to people and then dumping even worse on future generations.
Yep. Well, I don't understand. I have some real serious questions about the future of the United States of America. And nobody loves our country more than I do. I mean, my God, my parents were immigrants from Russia. They came over after the first revolution, obviously, when they were just children, young children. But I love our country, and I hate to see what's going on right now. You know, and you begin to realize when you look at what's going on in the United States right now, particularly with the traction that Bernie is getting in terms of socialism and with the obvious traction that Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is getting, you realize that we're in big trouble. If you'd care to opine on that, I'd love to hear how you feel about it.
Well, I think it's true. I can't imagine people who are so sloppy with reality. How many dollars would you actually raise by doing this tax? None of those things have any real details in them. Nobody actually knows how they're going to fill out because if you actually nail it down, every attempt to try to nail it down gives you this obscenely large figure of what it would cost. And they all just say, don't worry, it's not going to cost you. Every one of those margins, it's going to, we're going to hit the rich.
Right.
Well, if you ask people, are you rich? You know, what, 99%+ of Americans? So, no, I'm middle class. I think Bill Gates is upper middle class. So it's telling everybody, someone named not you has to pay the bill, so don't worry about it. It's basically
crazy.
Saying you can be a pirate here like you've never imagined before. Don't think about ethics. Don't think about reality. Just vote for me and trust me. I'll steal only for you and not from you.
Yep. So true. Welcome, Robin Hood and Little John. We got about 3 minutes left here. And what I'd like you to do, Professor, is I'd like you to talk about your new book, what it's about, why you wrote it, and how people can get it.
Okay, well, actually, this isn't my most recent book, the one I wanted to see that's relevant to this. I wrote a book called Faulty Premises, Faulty Policies. And the reason was, if you are looking at the logical structure of an argument, if you make even one error along the way, you can't be certain of any of the conclusions.
That's right.
If you everything else is right. Well, when you look at public policy debates, you're seeing 4, 5, 6, 10 errors in arguments. And when you see that many errors, the probability that the argument's valid is zero or near zero.
Of course.
And the probability that they're lying to you, either intentionally or unintentionally because they don't know themselves, approaches 100%.
Yep.
So what I did is I categorized types of errors in a certain category. So I had three sections at the beginning. One of them is people don't understand the nature of markets versus government. So I have about 20 chapters about that sort of those sorts of issues.
Mm-hmm.
We are undermined by the English language itself because in English we tend to use all or nothing language. Well, in economics, they're all marginal choices. We don't, we tend to assume away the expected word that when we make choices, we expect the benefits to outweigh the cost. Well, there's an information problem there. We use words like need, which have no definable sense, or we, you know, we pay for Social Security. We get the benefits. Yeah, but the we changed in that state. Different we. So it's about how the English language itself is abused to get people to misunderstand things. And then I have a section on measurement. We often measure the wrong things or we measure things, the right things the wrong way. So when you, so the, there's each of those sections has about an average of 20 chapters about dealing with those issues. And then I have 40 more chapters on combinations of those things where you see in policy after policy after policy, there's logical errors and there's language errors and there's measurement problems. And so the idea was to those people who wanted to get exposed to things in a non-technical way. These are all, you know, public, you know, things that you could read it at the Mises Institute or the Foundation for Economic Education or Orange County Register. And you know, these are written for people who would be reading newspapers about these things. So that was one that I did for that particular purpose. And I think, in fact, I am teaching a public finance class in the fall. And I use that book as one of the books I use.
Professor,
my most recent book, though.
Go ahead. But we're down to about 15 seconds. I want you to send me pictures of these books, and I will certainly put them on our website. And that may be the best way to handle this, so nobody gets confused. Because I'd like to help you. So these sound like very worthwhile publications. Professor Gallus, always a pleasure. Thank you so much. We'll get you back on the show, sir.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guest by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm from everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.